Second and last recommendation is a very small technical change in sports action lottery program. There's been an increase in the amount of sports action lottery revenues that are expected since the governor put together his budget. It's an increase of $68,516, but we're recommending that you approve this limitation, lottery funds limitation increase, so that the expense limitation is consistent with expected revenue.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Trow moves LFO recommendation number 9 on the yellow seat, sports action lottery adjustment to reflect current revenue forecast. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, hearing none, so ordered. Steve?
Our final recommendation here is to consider some budget notes and statements of expectations. Those are all included on the list that you've been given, but some of them you've already approved or considered. And the first one, though, on that list is a recommendation that comes to you from the Advancing E-Government Subcommittee, which reviewed the information technology budget of the Oregon University System. And they are requesting that you adopt this budget. The subcommittee approves the operating budget of the Department of Higher Ed with the understanding that the Department of will unschedule $3.9 million of the general fund appropriation for education and general services. It doesn't explicitly state this in the budget note, but that is an estimate of 15% of general fund support for IT expenditures. What the Advanced E-Government Subcommittee recommends is that the Department of Administrative Services not reschedule these funds until the Department of Higher Ed reports to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology on an updated technology plan for the Oregon University System. This plan shall be consolidated for all OUS campuses and shall include strategies for the efficient purchase of information technology assets and for the system-wide management of information technology assets. The Department of Higher Education is further directed to include a report on information technology budgets in its budget presentation to the 2003 Legislative Assembly in a format approved by the Legislative Fiscal Office.
Senator Trow.
Mr. Chair, I don't know the origins of this, and so my guess it came from some other committee, was it?
The Advancing E-Government Subcommittee.
Okay. And did Higher Ed, was Higher Ed consulted and agreed to it through that process?
Well,
this budget note?
Maybe a stretch.
That's a stretch. Okay. Well, can we hear their response to this so we have some idea of what they think about
Certainly.
It?
Certainly. Tom, or someone explain what this does to you?
Tom Andres with the Oregon University System. Chairman Hartung and members of the committee, as suggested, this is basically a recommendation coming out of the Advancing E-Government Committee that all state agencies will end up having to do, and that is to provide a plan, if you will, regarding technology over the next number of years. We really do not have any problem with providing a plan. In fact, we want to do some fairly comprehensive planning, and this fits in nicely with that. We obviously have questions about whether or not it's necessary to kind of unschedule expenditures, but on the other hand, that apparently is what is happening with all state agencies through this particular committee. We think we can move through the process fairly quickly and then get the information to the Joint Legislative Committee that's will be reviewing that.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Trow.
I really do think it makes sense to plan and to plan for technology use and all of that through state government. I do think higher ed is a little different because they're there with engineering and research actually exploring the outer limits of technology, and a plan that's narrow and confining might get in the way of those kinds of research activities. And so I just don't want it to be some kind of a shackling that could happen with a budget note or anything else, or a plan that limits their ability to do the research and do the experimentation and to make changes quickly, as those are necessary.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Senator Hannon, do you have any comments you'd like to make?
No, Mr. Chair, members, this is a budget note that arrived from the e-government committee. It's consistent with the same budget note that's been inserted in other budgets, as was stated by the chancellor's assistant, and it's, I don't understand all the technology, but sure someone does.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Do we have a motion? Senator Trove?
I guess I could go along with this if you have some idea that there's flexibility involved with it. And this is not going to result in a shackling of higher education and interfering with research ability to explore and buy the latest technology that it might need for research projects and anything else.
Okay, thank you.
Is that our understanding about
it? Mr. Bender, do you want to respond to that?
This would not affect the purchases of information technology that is being paid for from grants.
Okay.
And I assume that a significant portion of the research types of purchases would come from that source. This would, this should not cause undue hardship to the department as long as they do make an acceptable report to the Joint Legislative, to, you know, JLCIMT sometime before the second year of the biennium.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to make the motion?
Yeah.
Representative Schrader moves that we adopt IT expenditures on the Department of Higher Education budget notes. Is there any further discussion? Not. Is there any objection? Seeing none, hearing none, so ordered. Recruitment retention, Steve.
Mr. Chair, members, next budget note would have the Department of states that the Department of Higher Education shall report to the Ways and Means Committee on the impact of salary increases on faculty recruitment and retention as part of its budget presentation to the 2003 Legislative Assembly. This report shall include measures of recruitment and retention success and shall indicate the effect of salary increases adopted since the implementation of the resource allocation model on these measures.
Any questions, Steve? Someone like to make a motion that we adopt that? Representative Schrader.
We adopt the budget note on recruitment retention as outlined by LFO.
Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, hearing none, so ordered. RAM adjustments.
This budget note would require the department to make up to 2 reports to the emergency board this interim if the department does make adjustments in its resource allocation model. The language states that the Department of Higher Education shall report on all substantial adjustments that it made to the resource allocation model for each academic year of the 2001-03 biennium and identify the fiscal impact to each campus and to centralized Oregon University System operations of each change. The department shall present a report on 2001-02 academic year adjustments to the emergency board no later than December 2001 and present a report on 2002-03 academic year adjustments and any prior year academic adjustments approved after the December report to the emergency board no later than September 2002. These reports may exclude adjustments made to correct errors in data or projections.
Joe, would you come up to the table and tell us what you do or don't like about that?
Well, Senator, we have no problem with this. Hindsight being 2020, I wish we had begun our time with you this session with the model in the very first to explain it, how it works, how it's evolved. We didn't, and you know that's just what we'll try to change that in future. We have no problem reporting to you on major changes. I'm assuming, as Steve says, that it doesn't include adjustments of errors. That's stated here. And I'm assuming also that it doesn't include our settling up process, which goes on at the end of the year as we look at enrollments and we move money back and forth. That's not a change in the model. So I have no problem with reporting to you changes in the model. There will be, occasionally, some changes.
Right. Any questions? Yes, Representative Schrader.
Just a comment. I think this is probably an outgrowth of the discussions we had, and
yes, it is.
We're still refining the model. I don't expect them to get it perfect, I don't think, right out of the chute. And this kind of hopefully gives them the opportunity to talk to at least some members prior to session about the ongoing nature of the model. So I think as the returning members come back, they'll be pretty informed as to what the model is all about and why it's a dynamic living thing, so that when you present that, and I agree, it's probably better have that presented at the front,
right,
whatever.
Yeah.
Discussion, then hopefully everything will go smooth and everyone have a...
Oh, if we had it to do over, that's what we would have done.
Any other questions? Comments? If not, Representative Schrader moves that we adopt the proposed budget note on the RAM adjustments. Any further discussion? Questions? Any objections? Seeing none, hearing none. So ordered. Let's see, we did the band campus, we did the small school adjustment, we did restorations, we did tuition policy, we did engineering education, and so veterinary medicine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the last of the budget notes. As you may know, the co-chairs have included $3 million in their budget toward establishing a full independent four-year veterinary medicine program at Oregon State University. What this budget note is designed to do is to indicate expectations on roll-up costs for that program next biennium. And it states, the Oregon University system will, I'm sorry, that should be established, not establishment, will establish an independent four-year Doctor of Veterinary Medicine program at Oregon State University. This program will begin expanding enrollments in the 2003-05 biennium. The subcommittee expects this program to require an additional $6.4 million in general fund support in the 2003-05 biennium. The Department of Higher Education shall include this amount and an additional $1.6 million of tuition revenue in the current service level calculation for its 2003-05 operating budget to account for expected phase-in costs. So again, what this is saying is that the legislature realizes that if in approving the establishment of an independent program at Oregon State, that there is an expectation that this will cost $6.4 million in general fund and that this needs to be included in the budget next time. The $1.6 million in tuition revenues are additional revenues that are projected to be collected because students will not be spending that year and a half or year and two-thirds, I forget exactly what it is, at Washington State University. They will instead be spending their entire program at Oregon State University.
Representative Schrader, your comments, please.
I think LFO covered it pretty well. I'd be interested in Chancellor's comments on this. We've tried to let them know, and I think if we're going to build the veterinary college, we better put something into it to make sure it can run, and whatever money goes into the building portion, except for debt service in the future, would obviously go to help defray some of these costs.
Representative Schrader, members of the committee, the only comment I might add to this would be, I think we all need to know, recognize that there are planning costs that go into this that are not funded. My assumption is that those would be borne by Oregon State University with whatever help we were able to provide. I can't tell you how much they will be, but there will be some planning costs. Moving a year back from WSU is easy to say. There are a lot of logistics involved in doing that. So. If that doesn't trouble the committee, that we would expect Oregon State to bear, as they would do in any normal program development, an institution comes to us, they've gone through the expenses of the consultants, and I'll help as we can.
Joe, when you say planning costs, you're talking about program development.
Programs,
you're
yes.
You're not talking about building.
No, programs and...
And this doesn't address buildings or anything, does it?
No, sir, it does not.
Mind?
This is just program.
You know, one thing that... to give credit to the program, there's going to be a tremendous saving for those students that now have to move to Pullman, the dislocation, and I'm not sure how, you know, you can give credit to this idea for that. I guess the best way is that we have an opportunity to offer a very fine four-year institution. What else could you add to that?
Senator, the only thing I would add is that the proposed curriculum and program will now come back through the university, through its planning processes and through the university system planning processes, and will be quite well refined by the next time you see it.
Right, and I think one really big advantage the university has, they have a new dean of the School of Veterinary Medicine who comes from Illinois.
That's right.
Illinois, and he knows how it should be done, like all veterinarians that graduated
from Illinois.
You don't know, do know. Representative Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. I appreciate the university system's comments, and look forward to working collaboratively with them. I don't know if there's opportunities to assist with those planning costs, but I'm sensitive to that. And I think this is a unique opportunity at this point in time. I mean, we are faced with our second leading industry in the state of Oregon facing tough economic times. I think you need a flagship university and a college to help lead them. I think that's what I see the veterinary college doing, helping out with agriculture, quite frankly. And then the other issue we face is public health concerns. There's new public health concerns sweeping the nation and the world now, and we're totally unprepared to deal with it unless we have a veterinary college that's commensurate with where we're trying to go with the rest of the OUS system.
We have guests with us over the weekend who are from Europe, and this is the first time they've eaten meat in 8 months. Mm-hmm. Red meat. Mm-hmm. They just don't. Mm-hmm. So they're going crazy. McDonald's.
I know the consumption and sale of red meat in Germany is down 80% right now because of mad cow, and I guess they don't have foot.
Well, it's frightening.
You see in the veterinary literature and also some of the recent literature in the paper about some of the public health issues that are coming our way, and the agency that often deals with that are veterinarians and through their service. So I'm hoping that, plus research opportunities to complement, again, the rest of the university. So I think this is hopefully a very prudent and wise investment done, hopefully in a thoughtful manner.
Before I leave, Senator and members of the committee, some news which will make you feel a little bit better. Clemson University announced today that it was raising in-state tuition 42%.
Is that supposed to make us feel good?
I don't know. I almost went off the road. 42%.
How can they do that, Joe?
Senator, I don't know. Clemson has a unique relationship with the state, but still, that's just staggering for in-state residents.
What?
Amazing.
Do you know what the figures are?
Is that high already?
The actual tuition, Senator Miller? No, sir, I don't. I don't.
If it's really, really low, why 40% might be something to work with, but if it's normal.
$1 to $2 would be a huge percentage.
Well, we did that. Clemson's tuition for in-staters was not, I'm sure it was not $1.
No, I doubt it.
It's ahead of ours.
Representative Smith.
I just want to briefly echo my appreciation for funding the Vet College. It's something that I think Oregon will deeply benefit, not only from our agriculture community, but there's a whole hobby. A bunch of hobby people out there involved in 4-H, and it's a big industry. We need vets in this state, and I think we'll all benefit from it, and that's a good thing. Thank you.
Thank you. If you've never seen a large animal operation, I urge you to go watch them walk a horse into the operating room, and then the operating table moves up against the horse, strapped on and turned over, and you wouldn't believe it till you saw it. It's just quite amazing. Thank you.
My Representative Schrader moves that we adopt the proposed budget note from LFO on veterinary medicine. Is there any discussion? Any further questions? Is there any objection? Seeing none, hearing none, so ordered. Steve, now what?
There's really nothing more. I just wanted to clarify, I forget if I'd mentioned this, but the $3 million in funding for the veterinary college is not actually in this bill. It needs to be in another bill because it would be used to support the construction of a capital facility, and we cannot do that in an operating budget bill. So that's the only reason that the $3 million is not here, though you have approved the budget note relating to that. Otherwise,
Chair, is it going to be by itself in a bill, or is it going to be with other things in a bill?
My understanding is that there would be funds. The plan is to appropriate funds in the bill to the emergency bill. So it would be in the bill that is appropriated.
It's the general bill through the emergency board with the emergency fund in it and all those things.
And the special allocation.
So Steve, can we pass this to the full? Have we done everything we need to do to 5524?
I believe so. LFO has no further recommendations.
Okay, Representative Schrader moves that Senate Bill 5524 be sent to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
Just a comment.
Certainly.
That with what we put together, that we're hoping a lot of kids try and attend Oregon schools, and that would be the intent of our whole recommendations, that we create an opportunity for every student, every qualified student that wants to go to Oregon schools, can go to Oregon schools, and I think that would hopefully be the goal of the Oregon University system, and our budget hopefully gets them close to that. So I just put that on the record.
Any objection to Representative Schrader's motion? Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say quickly that when we first started this process with the higher ed budget, I was really concerned about what we were going to leave out, because they all look like wonderful options and wonderful choices, and I think it's been certainly a tribute to the people who've worked on this that we've been able to really include some things that not only will be helpful to our students, as Representative Schrader, but I think in the big vision of Oregon and employment and higher ed industry, biotech, all those kinds of things. So I think it's really a wonderful package, and the other components as well that will all fit together.
Senator Miller and then Senator Grove.
No, I was just, you'd ask for objections to the budget.
Oh, sure. Senator
Grove. I just my concerns about the tuition before
right.
Continue to be concerned.
Mr. Chair, I think that we probably will get questions about the condition of the RAM as we go forward into the next biennium. Is the RAM in good shape in terms of enough money there to fund it so that we can do what higher ed needs to do?
Joe, would you respond to that, please? The question was, or Tom,
Chief Financial Officer, because I don't believe, Senator, that we've been able to calculate yet what the actual percentage of the model is, but it will be somewhat less.
Senator and members of the committee, we haven't plugged in the exact numbers, but we've kind of looked at two or three options. I think where we're going to have to look very closely is that we built a budget request that said we're going to grow so much, 3.5%, I think, per year. Whether or not we can do that is definitely at question. If we grow at that level, we're going to see the value of the cells drop below 80%, even into the range of 77-78%. And that's a bit abstract, and that's one of the problems we've had all along, is we talk about the percentages, where we're going to be, and one can say, well, geez, why not 78% as opposed to 87%? What we need to do in the future is begin to define what that difference is. What is it that we lose when we go from 87 down to 78, and how that actually has a real impact? I think in a direct, kind of as direct as I can, we probably will not grow at the level that we had originally talked about. We will not have the resources in the model to do that. We have an additional tuition dollars, and obviously those can go toward instructional programming. But you have to remember that the model is built on a combination of general fund and tuition. So if the general fund dollar going into the model is actually less than where we're at right now, even though the tuition dollar is going up, supposedly they should be going up kind of at the same level together. So each institution has to go back, look at where they're at. They're going to be looking at their tuition levels. That's part of the discussion that we've already had as to whether or not they'll be at a 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%. Where that will go will then in part dictate how many dollars they have and again, the issue of access. How many students can we accept? We certainly want to continue to grow. There certainly is demand. All of the institutions right now are looking at fall semesters in terms of applications that are very, very much ahead of last fall. And so we know the demand is there, and we'll do our best.
Mr. Chair, at least from my standpoint, I really want to see the access be there and that students get admitted. And so I'm hoping that if there proves to be a problem within the system with regard to that, that you come back to the e-board and talk to us about it.
We'd love to.
Any other discussion? Yes, Representative Schrader.
Agree with Senator Trow, and I'm hoping that that dovetails with that whole RAM model review, that we get a better clear. I think everyone needs to have a clear understanding, what do those other peer institutions mean? How are they chosen? Why are they chosen? And that would help all of us help, I think, hopefully OUS do the right thing and make great opportunities for kids. And not kids. There's a lot of older people going back.
Any other comments, questions? The record would show that Senator Miller would be recorded as a no. Are there any other no's? Seeing none, hearing none, the motion is passed. Senate Bill 5524 to the full with a do pass recommendation. Members, I want to say that I really feel good about this budget. It's better than I thought it was going to be. And guys, after what we just did for the community colleges, it's going to be really interesting to see what we do through K through 12. And
for it, not to it.
Okay.
Okay.
But the I want to reiterate, you know, the four of you to the left here, back next year, we're expecting great things from you, and we'll be watching closely.
Yeah. To the left. Oh, cute.
To the left, yeah. Yeah, and the one on the far left down there.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. Yeah.
Left.
Okay, is there any other business come before this committee? Do you know what time they meet tomorrow? Or are we scheduled to meet?
I believe it will be 10 o'clock. Isn't it full today? We have a...
It's full at 8?
Tonight? I don't believe it. I'm sorry, I'm sort of out of the loop.
Oh, no. Okay, there's no more sub-meetings tonight.
We'll leave a message on all of your office voicemails.
Okay, yeah, before you leave home, those of you who are subject to the poll, check it out. And
we'll leave a message.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for another business. We are adjourned.